Well, there's something in the way she moves, or looks my way or calls my name, that seems to leave this troubled world behind. And if I'm feeling down and blue, or troubled by some foolish game, she always seems to make me change my mind. I feel fine anytime that she's around me now. She's around me now, almost all the time. If I'm well, you can tell that she's been with me now. She's been with me now quite a long, long time, and I feel fine. Every now and then, the things that I lean on lose their meaning, and I find myself careening in the places where I should never let me go. No, she has the power to go where no one else can find me, and to silently remind me of the happiness and good times that I know. Do you know? Well, I guess I just got to know them. Isn't what she's got to say, or how she thinks, or where she's been. To me, the words are nice the way they sound. I like to hear them best that way. Doesn't much matter what they mean, no. She says them mostly just to calm me down. I feel fine anytime that she's around me now. She's around me now, I guess just about all the time. If I'm well, you can tell that she's been with me now. She's been with me now quite a long, long time. Yes, and I feel fine.
Hier ist ein Foto von mir und Phoebe Sheldon. Ich habe mein erstes Lied geschrieben für sie. Und, mein Deutsch ist nicht so gut. Heute Abend wird viel erzählen und ich glaube, Sie können mir besser verstehen, wenn ich Englisch spreche. Man hat mir gesagt, fast alles die Leute hier in Frankfurt kann Englisch sprechen sehr gut. Also ich werde von diesem Punkt hier weiter werde ich Englisch sprechen. Ja, okay. Completely empty now. Songwriting is my thing, and it's my great love, and it also pretty much drives me crazy, you know. Of course, something was going to drive me crazy anyway, so may as well be songwriting. It's a mysterious process. These songs sort of just seem to materialize out of thin air, and often I have no idea what they mean. It takes years to understand what a song really means. And in this case, I still don't know. In the case of this next song, I haven't got an idea. The song starts out, "We were ring around the rosy children, and they were circles around the sun. Never give up, never slow down, never grow old, and never die young." Never die young. Never die young. Boy. Good. good advice, I think. Too late for me. Here's another picture here. This is a frozen man. All frozen up. All packed in ice. His coffin there. That's the way they found him. And he had been in his coffin, frozen like that, for 100 years when these scientists and photographers, they found his gravesite. They put a crowbar underneath the edge of his coffin and they just kind of popped him out of the ice like that. They just leveraged him right out and kind of slid a little ways. Whoa, you know, frozen there. Yeah. And they stood him up. He stood up real good. And they took his picture repeatedly, which just goes to show you that even if you die before the invention of photography, it's never too late to make a fool of yourself in front of the camera. Yeah. So this is God Have Mercy on the Frozen Man. Here's a picture of some snow for you. The song is not as long as the introduction is. So, that's one thing. Anyway.
Nothing to work on.
You can raise your arm, you can wiggle your hand, unlike myself. So you can wave goodbye to the frozen man, goodbye. I know what it means to freeze to death, to lose a little life with every breath, to say goodbye to life on earth, to come around again. Lord have mercy on the frozen man. God have mercy on the frozen man. Have mercy on the frozen man.
See, that's a case in point about songwriting, and because I always assumed when I wrote the song, I assumed it was about the frozen man, but after a couple of years, it seems clear to me now that it's another song about my dad. My father met my mother in Boston, Massachusetts, and they straight away, they had five kids right away, and he moved us down to North Carolina and then joined the Navy and went to the South Pole for 2 years. So here's a picture of my mom from around the same time, 1957, 58. She's thinking about her family up in New England so far away and her husband down at the bottom of the world. Probably also thinking of cold-blooded murder, I think. You know. Anyway. You know, the folks. This next song is a song about true love, actually. A song about the capacity of true love to change even the most stubborn cases. The amazing transformational capacity of true love. This is a true song called I Was a Mean Old Man.
On my own, how could I have known? Imagine my surprise. Just a fool from a tree full of fools who can't believe his eyes. Imagine my surprise. 'Cause I was a mean old man, I was an ornery cuss, I was a dismal Dan, I made an awful fuss. Ever since my life began, man, it was ever thus. I was a nasty dyke who was hard to like. I had to misbehave, I did things in reverse, refused to wash or shave. I was horrid to my nurse. I got back what I gave, which only made me worse. I had to have my way, which was bleak and gray, oh dear. Living in here, 100 years of rain. Such a drag, this riches to rag. Just myself to blame, the dirty low-down shame of it, dirty low-down shame.
silly me, silly old me, somewhere outside my mind. Clever you, walking me through it, happy to lead the blind, just in the nick of time. Yeah. Who gets a second chance? Who gets to have some fun? Who gets to learn to dance before his race is run? Who gets to shed his skin? Who comes up born again? Who was a mean old man till you turned him into a golden retriever, puppy dog?
Go Red Sox. Go Red Sox, right. Yankees suck, absolutely. Thanks for mentioning. Got a baseball fan here in the from Boston in the house tonight. It can't be explained. Anyway, it seems like a good place to introduce the band to you, and I'd like to give it up for a great keyboard man, a great artist, a great composer and recording artist in his own right, a great arranger, and a master of the Hammond organ. Please welcome Mr. Larry Goldings, ladies and gentlemen.
Heavenly brand gold of angels.
man just to set me free. No, don't know nothing about wild wind. I'll tell you that's bound to be just because I can feel it. Walking on. Country road, walking on country road. So take to the highway, won't you lend me your name? Your way, my way, they seem to be one.
You know, there's a lot of different gimmicks and signal processing, electronic stuff that you can use today. But when Larry and I were putting this evening together, we decided early on that we wouldn't use that, you know, those rack-mounted phasers and flangers and teleportation beams and ring modulators and, you know, all that digital echoes and digital delays and stuff. And for sure, from the outset, we decided absolutely no drum machine, no drum machines at all. That was just taboo, no good, no drum machine. Yeah. Of course, we caved in pretty much on everything immediately, and this next song, it actually features a drum machine, so.
Just about to go myself down the name.
They used to have these woodworking classes in high school. You know, you had to make something. I never dreamed for a second that it would actually come in handy. This next song has a kind of a gimmick to it as well, sort of a trick. It's a traveling song. After a while, you're going to get a lot of those. And this one's a song off the last record, October Road, called "My Traveling Star." My Traveling Star. And it's a song that sounds best if it's performed with a large chorus of singers, and we don't happen to have a chorus with us. So, but as luck has it, my wife at home, works with a chorus, a great chorus in our hometown called the Tanglewood Festival Chorus, and usually they sing a Lieder and Beethoven and Mahler and Schubert and stuff. They sing, you know, real music. There are many of these singers, and we got 16 of them to come up to the barn where Larry and I were rehearsing, and we sort of tricked them into singing this next song for you. So if you see figures over my left shoulder that appear as if by magic, don't be alarmed. It's just a motion picture. This is My Traveling Star.
Watch my back and light my way. Christopher's Day, old road dog, young runaway. They hunger for home, but they never stay. They wait by the door, they stand and they stare. They're already out of there. My daddy used to ride the rails, they say. Smoke and it's tough as nails, my daddy. Boxcar Joe's old walking man. Coming back home was like going to jail. The sheets and the blankets and babies and all. He never did come back home. Never that I recall. A dog named Boo.
My traveling star.
A big old stove and a fireplace too.
Old road dog, young runaway.
She told me she loved me like it was true.
I knew I would go.
Run away, boy.
Run before the wind, run before the rain. Over yonder hill, just around the bend. Never asking why, never knowing when. Every now and then, there you go again.
Tie me up and hold me down. Feet down in the ground,
oh,
and claim my name from.
from the lost and found.
Just let me believe this is where I belong.
Shame on me for sure. Play me one more highway song.
That was members of the Tanglewood Festival Chorus. See if I can get to this other picture up here. Yeah, that's it. That's a picture of a nightclub in Los Angeles at the corner of La Brea and Doheny. No, Santa Monica and Doheny. Yeah, that's it. That's the Troubadour. That's being generous to call it a nightclub. It's really just a hole in the wall and a terrible joint and a dive. But it carries on. It continues. It's still there. That picture was. I played there in the early 70s repeatedly, evidently, that picture wasn't taken there, though, because that picture is somewhat later. The cars are wrong, and the people would have different costumes on if it were the early 70s. The purple haze would be all in their brains. When I played there, I played there with Carol King, and Carol and I... bless her heart. Carol and I shared a band. We played with the same band in those days. Here's a picture of the band. It's amazing. That's what people look like when they don't have access to mirrors. And that basically you have to go on your other people's say-so. You say, how do I look? Someone said, well, you look fine. How do I look? Well, you look okay. Let's go. That kind of thing. Right there next to Carol, the person that looks like the old man of the forest there. That's Leland Sklar. He's a legendary bassist. Leland Sklar. And behind Carol there, that's my old musical partner, Danny Kortchmar. Cooch. Danny Cooch. And it was Cooch, actually, who introduced me to Carol and for that matter, to the Beatles as well in 1968. He introduced me to Peter Asher, who played my music for Paul McCartney and George Harrison. But anyway, right next to Cooch there, across from Cooch, the one that looks like Joni Mitchell with a mustache, that's me. Looks like I forgot to eat again. It used to happen a lot. Anyway, so I asked Joni Mitchell to help me. We were sort of an item for a while, and for a moment or two in those days, and I asked her if she would help me to sing this song of Carol's. Carol had written this beautiful tune, I heard her play it at the Troubadour. And I started playing it on the guitar. She heard me play it and insisted that I take the first shot at it, that I record it first. And it was, to me, the perfect pop song. And I thought it was amazingly generous of her to give me the first chance at it like that. I didn't realize at the time I'd be singing it every single night for the rest of my entire life. Every single night. It's okay. It's a great song to be known for. It's really it's a terrific song. So I asked Joni to sing some backup harmonies on it for me. And so you've got your your Carole King and your James Taylor and your Joni Mitchell and the Troubadour in 1971, and you've got a friend. That's what it was.
When you're down and troubled and you need some love and care, and nothing, oh, well, nothing's going right, just close your eyes and think of me. Yes, and soon I will be there to brighten up, oh, even your darkest night. You just call out my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running to see you again. Winter, spring, summer, or fall, now all you gotta do is call on me, and I will be there, yeah, yes, I'll be there. You got a friend. If the sky high above you should grow dark, just keep your poor head together now, now. Call my name out loud, you know. Pretty soon I'll be knocking on your door. You just call. Summer or fall, now all you gotta do is call, and I will be there, yeah, yes, I'll be there. Now ain't it good to know you've got a friend, when people can be so cold, they'll hurt you, yes, and desert you. Well, they'll take your soul if you let them, but don't you let them. You just call out my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running to see you. Spring, summer, or fall, all you gotta do is call, and I will be there, yeah, yes, I'll be there. You've got a friend. Got a friend.
churning on a thin bourbon. Churning, 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 churning. Demolition dirt and bomb bomb. Heavy hunk of steaming gun again.
Might as well enjoy the ride. The secret of love is an opening up your heart. It's okay to feel afraid, but don't let it stand in your way no longer, 'cause everyone knows that love is the only road. And since we're only here for a while, we might as well show some style. Give us a smile now, isn't that lonely ride? Sliding down and gliding down, and try not to try too hard, it's just a lovely ride. Now the thing about time is that time isn't really real. It's all on your point of view. How does it feel for you in there? Yep. Einstein said he could never understand at all. Planets spinning through space, the smile upon your face. Welcome to the human race, yeah, yeah. Some kind of lovely ride, yeah. When I'm sliding down and gliding down, oh, try not to try too hard, just a lovely ride. La la la, oh, isn't that lovely? Sliding down and gliding down, and try not to try too hard, it's just a lovely ride. Now the secret of life is enjoying the passage of time.
Gutes Glück, Gemütlichkeit, Richard Nixon. Picture taken from the television set in 1974, perhaps at the very moment that Nixon resigned the presidency of the United States, something which, in my opinion, should happen much more often. It's not a political song at all. This is just a song about how things tend to work better when we line them up. Line them up. And the way Nixon figures in it is that after he had said goodbye, I'm not a crook, farewell, he had to actually make a physical exit. He had to leave. And it required that he walk a long distance. He had to walk to the spazieren nach der Ausgang und dann auf die Helikopter, and it was a long way. It was just a very long distance, and Nixon's walk was not that great. I often describe it. If you've seen the poster that illustration of the evolution of man from the primordial sea, evolution of man from the primordial sea to the Cro-Magnon man at the end. Nixon's walk was a couple of guys back on that walk. Three or four. And so the way they solved this problem of getting Nixon to the helicopter was they formed a long line of all of the White House employees, all of the staff at the White House, and Nixon went down the line shaking all, perhaps for the first time, shaking all of their hands, and at the end of the line, he was there at the helicopter, and Bob was his uncle, and he was out of there, much to the relief of everybody involved. So that's how Nixon figures in this song. And that explains perhaps the first verse of the song. Again, it's grown into a very long introduction, much longer than the song, but anyway, you've been very patient, and now we'll sing the song, Line 'Em Up.
Oh, I remember Richard Nixon back in 74, and the final scene at the White House door, and the staff lined up just to say goodbye. Tiny tear in his shifty little eye, he said, nobody knows me, nobody understands. Little people were good to me, some hands, somebody line them up, line them all up. Oh, line them up, line them all up. Joking, line them up, line them all up. Yeah, line them up, line them all up. Now at that time my heart was all broke. I looked like ashes, smelled like smoke, and I turned away from my love and kind, tried to leave my body and live in my mind, but it's much too much emotion to hold in your hand. They got waves out on the ocean, they're gonna wear. Cowboy dances. I've gone lining up for shows. I've been safely placed in rows. Yeah, I know how this goes. Yet another day goes by, little time machine. Breaking my brain over what it might mean just to claim the time and to turn away just to make today today. Who waits for you? Lonely, tired old toad. Got your life laid out before you like the broken white. Big moon landing, people all standing up, smiles for the loved ones. We go walking on down the aisle. Each re-engages, stepping into the sun. I watch them turn like pages. Line 'em up, line 'em all up. We're gonna line 'em up.
to lie no more. We must lie no more. Lie no more. It works when you lie no more. Lie no more. Oh, lie no more. Lie no more.
Do this song about what used to be my favorite food until I discovered that it wasn't really a food at all, that it's really a drug. There's a hot dog stand in Los Angeles on the corner of La Brea and Melrose called Pink's Chili Dogs. And it's a nasty, nasty habit, I'll tell you that right now. So crank up Bigfoot again, will you, there?
Make my bed out of wonder bread. Spread some mustard on my head. Don't need no onions and sauerkraut and all. Hold on to the bun and work it on up until it dawns. Guess by now, yeah, 'cause I'm a chili dog. Delicious. Don't get jealous. Don't get overzealous. Feed me no Colonel Sanders. I ain't trying to fool us. I ain't trying to fool us. Never bring me home no ones, Julius. I got to have my 1, 2, 3. I got to get the dog in me, baby girl. Rex indeed don't want my chili dog. You can run, but you cannot hide.
voice is widely known. Oh, what you plan to do with your foolish pride when you're all by yourself alone? Won't you tell somebody the way that you feel? You can feel it beginning to ease. I think it's true what they say about the squeaky damn wheel. Always getting the grease. Better to shower than leave a little love with love. Show them the way that you feel. Things are gonna turn out fine if we only will. If we only will.
It's a picture of my first car. Those people weren't in it when I bought it. The fact that they seem to be smiling is an indication that they haven't been any real distance in the car. It was my first car, and I loved it. It was true love. I bought it in 1968 in London, and it also, the picture of the car is sort of reminds me of that year, 1968, when I got my big break. I put Something in the Way She Moves down on tape. Actually, I put it down on wax, on an acetate disc, and I shopped it around to a few people. Eventually, Peter Asher heard it, and he played it for Paul McCartney and George Harrison, and they signed me to Apple Records. It was the mother of all big breaks, because I was a huge Beatles fan, and it was just such a... I was recording my album at the same time and in the same studio that they were recording the White Album. So it was like I'd died and gone to heaven, Mount Olympus, really. The year ended, and eventually I came home to the United States. I went home and... I sent the car, and then I flew home myself. I picked the car up at the dock where the was getting off the boat in Elizabeth, New Jersey, and originally, immediately, I started driving down to North Carolina because I hadn't seen my family in more than a year. And my brother Alex, and while I'd been away, he and his wife Brent had had a kid, and they named it after me, little baby James. So I needed to get down and see this baby, baby James. Yeah. No, he's cute. If you like kids, you know. Anyway, I was trying to figure out what kind of song would be the right thing to sing for a little varmint like James, and it had to be a cowboy lullaby, you know, like Go to Sleep, You Little Buckaroo, or Lights Out in the Bunkhouse, that kind of thing. Something by Roy Rogers or Gene Autry. That's how I wrote this next tune.
There is a young cowboy lives on the range. His horse and his cattle, they're his only companions. He works in the saddle and he sleeps in the canyons, just waiting for summer, his pastures to change. And as the moon rises, he sits by his fire, just thinking about women and glasses of beer. Closing his eyes as the dogies retire, he sings out a song which is soft but it's clear, just as if maybe someone could hear. He says goodnight, all you moonlight ladies. Rock of ice, sweet baby James. Deep greens and blues for the colors I choose. Won't you let me go down and buy dreams? Yes, I rock of ice, my sweet baby James. Now the first of December, it was covered with snow. Yes, and so was the turnpike from Stockbridge to Boston. The Berkshires, they seemed dreamlike on account of that frosting. With 10 miles behind me and 10,000 more to go, you know. Sing when they take to the highway, a song that they sing when they take to the sea, a song that they sing on their home in the sky. Maybe you can believe it if it helps you to sleep. Just as singing seemed to work fine for me. So good night, all you moonlight ladies. Rock of my old sweet baby James. Deep greens and blues for the colors I choose. Won't you let me go down in my dreams? Oh, rock of my sweet baby.
This last song that we're gonna do is it goes back to North Carolina and also to London in 1968. While I was recording that album, I would, as I said, I would go into the studio when the Beatles weren't recording, use the same studio. I'd just sort of run in and put down a couple of tracks and then get out of the way before they started again. Sooner or later, they decided to take a break, and the studio closed down, so it was sort of an enforced vacation, and I decided to go with some friends down to a place called Formentera, which is in the Mediterranean, near Ibiza and near Mallorca. It was just a little rock at the time. It was very primitive, very simple place, and just some goats running around there and some olive trees. And for some reason, hundreds of drug smugglers were on the island. I don't know why they had all fetched up there, but they had. And so it seemed like a great place to take a little relaxing vacation. Anyway, while I was there, I met this girl named Karen, and I wrote her into the song. I knew her only for about 4 days, during which time we grew close, but I just saw her for those 4 days. I've never seen her since. I don't have a picture to show you or anything. So I thought I'd try an experiment. Online, I found this guy that was one of those police sketch artists, you know, that make the drawings of criminals, for suspects. And he was offering his services to the general public. So I called him up and said, if I haven't seen the person for like 35 years, can you still make a decent drawing of her? And the guy said, well, you know, if you can describe her, that's what I'll draw. You know, why don't you give it a try? So I said, okay. Well, she was a Swedish girl, about 5'6", about 124 pounds. She had shoulder-length blonde hair, sort of medium build. She had a wide forehead and piercing blue eyes, a full mouth and a narrow chin, and a dark sort of freckly tan. What do you think? And the guy said, yeah, I can draw that. I said, how soon can I see my picture? And he said, well, I'll email it to you tomorrow. So I woke up the next morning. I was very excited. And sure enough, I had mail. And this is what he had sent along to I called him up right away and I said, this is disappointing. And he said, don't get excited. It's just a little joke I like to play. Make sure I've got the right address. And then he sent along this picture that he had made of Karen. So here's a picture of Karen, who's in the first verse of this next song for you. And she might have looked like that. By now, I don't know. The thing is, since trying this experiment, I can't stop thinking of her as a criminal now. I guess she was. You know, she was a criminal. So this song is about homesickness, about missing my home and my home back in North Carolina. I'm missing my father and his bicycle, my dog Hercules, missing my pumpkin collection. Just homesickness, deep homesickness.
In my mind, I'm going to Carolina. Can't you see the sunshine? Can't you just feel the moonshine? Ain't it just like a friend of mine hit me from behind? Yes, I'm going to Carolina in my mind. Karen, she's a silver sun. You best walk her way and watch it shine. Watch her, watch the morning come. A silver tear appearing now while I'm crying. Need I'm gone to Carolina in my mind. They no doubt in no one's mind.
whisper something soft and kind. And hey, baby, the sky's on fire. And flight and dogs at bite, and signs it might be over and say I'm going, I'm going. Born to Caroline again, oh my. It's a holy host of others stand around me. Still I'm all dark side of the moon, and it looks like it goes on like this forever. Oh, you must forgive me. If I'm born Carolina in my mind, just feel the old time. Ain't it just like a friend of mine? Hit me from behind till I'm gone to Caroline again, mama. Hope I'm gone to Caroline again, my mind. Yes, I'm already gone. Say nice things about me, I'm gone. You'll have to carry on without me, I'm gone. So I'm born to Carolina, in my mind, I'm gone. Oh, I'm gone. Yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone. Suzanne, the plans he made put an end to you. I walked out this morning and I wrote down the song. I just can't remember who to send. I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days, I thought they never end. I've seen lonely times and could not find.
see you again. Won't you look down on me, Jesus? You gotta help me to make a stand. You just gotta see me through another day. My body's aching and my time is at hand, and I won't make it any other way. Oh, like I've seen fire and I've seen rain, I've seen a sunny day thought they'd never end. I've seen sun. Lord knows the cold wind blows like to turn your head around. Hours, hours of time on a telephone line, talking about things to come. Sweet dreams and flying machines in pieces on the ground. Oh, I've seen fire. They never end. I've seen lonely nights when I could not find a friend, but I always thought I'd see somehow one more time again. Thought I'd see you one more time again. Just a few things coming my way this time round. Thought I'd see you, fire and rain. Thought I'd see you just one more time, so sad. La la.
Barry Goldings, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. Danke, danke vielmal. Ja, das ist wichtig. Das ist wahr. Copper Line. Here's another song about North Carolina. Noch ein Lieder von North Carolina.
Ein Lieder.
Side by each copper coil cup of Georgia peach down old copper line. Half a mile down to Morgan Creek, I'm only living till the end of the week. Hercules and a hog nose snake down on copper line. Take me down on copper line.
silver line, slip away past supper time. Wood smoke, moonshine, down on copper line. One time I saw my daddy dance, watched him moving like a man in a trance. He brought it back from the war in France, down on copper line. Tomato wine, creosote, turpentine, sour mash and new moonshine, down old copper line. It went down old copper line. Oh, first kiss ever I took, stole a vase from a romance book. Sky open and the earth shook, down on copper line, walk me down. I took a fall from a windy height, I only knew how to hold on tight. Pray for love. And the boy waits, and the dog barks, and the bird sings, and the sap rises, and the angel sighs. Yeah, I tried to go back as if I could, all speck house and firewood, tore up good, down copper line. Doesn't come as a surprise to me. Never touched my memory. Well, I'm lifting up. See me rising free down old copper line. Half a mile down to Morgan Creek. I only live until the end of the week. Hercules on a hog-nosed snake down old copper line. On copper line. Take me down.
I hope that looks spontaneous. I'm trying to make it. I'm going to try an experiment, sort of. Last summer we made this tape of the big band, the whole band, Jimmy Johnson and Steve Gadd and Mikey Landau and Arnold McCullough and all of the people that aren't here tonight. So this is sort of like. You know, like the band minus me and minus Larry. This is kind of like karaoke for this one tune. I hope you don't mind that most of it is canned. It's in a can. It's instant band. Yeah.
States. Mexico.
Take me back down, can I go back down to Mexico?
Danke vielmal, mein Freundin, and it just remains to for me to tell you how grateful I am for you bringing us back to this beautiful hall here in this town. And we love to come back to Frankfurt and play again. So thanks for coming out tonight, and see you the next time.
Surely sinking down, but the moon is slowly rising. So a soul world must still be spinning around, and I still love you. So close your eyes. You can close your eyes, it's all right. I don't know no love songs, and I can't sing the blues anymore. Ah, but I can sing this song, and you can sing this song when I'm gone. Take your time away. You can stay as long as you like. Only close your eyes. You can close your eyes, it's all right. Oh, I don't know no love songs, I can't sing anymore. Sure, but I can sing this song, and you can sing this song.